darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Oh, my darkness hole is empty. I thought I was gonna have another hole in my darkness hole be gone, but you still here.
I'm still here, man. I haven't left yet.
Not yet. Not until you get your $1 million show.
Yep. Just waiting in the wings, man.
You're waiting. Yep. Okay. Oh man, P1, he gone. Everybody, he's gone.
Gone, man. It's a new era for the darkness, if you will.
I know. I was debating that we would just go on hiatus and figure out what to do with ourselves now.
Yeah, that was a possibility. But hey, man, we still chugging along. See how this goes.
Yeah. Oh man, Cody. But you know, we're not gonna bring it down. We're not gonna bring the show down. We're gonna continue doing our greatness.
Yes. Do our best.
We are going to have some guests come on today.
Okay.
One's a special guest that I'm going to bring him on pretty soon. And another is a friend of ours. So we're going
to
put on.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so how is P1? Is he in the afterlife?
In the afterlife, yeah.
God, a Negro. He just had to die.
Wow. Okay. Where did this story come from? Because it's the first time I'm hearing about this.
Oh, he's not dead.
No. To my knowledge, no. I saw him on Sundays, and he looked fine to me. So I don't know. Unless something happened since then.
Oh, okay. At that German festival.
Yeah, Oktoberfest.
Okay, I thought he got put in like some kind of Auschwitz camp or something. I don't know what's going on. It was something with Germany.
What the fuck?
That's good. He was still alive. How was that?
Actually, that was it was kind of lame. I'm not gonna lie.
What?
Yeah. We probably didn't pick the correct day to go on because we went on Sunday. They had throughout the week and. I think Sunday is the best day. That's like also where you can bring the kids on Sunday. But that was like the only day we had available, so we just went.
Oh, man.
And it was wasn't too fun, not going to lie.
And Sunday is like where all the good people go, like the people that don't want to deal with the drunks.
Yeah, man, the most entertaining thing going on there was some fucking wiener dog race.
A wiener dog race, huh?
A wiener dog race. And then we had to pay $12 for these beers. I had a problem paying $12 for beers, but for the quality of beer it was, I was like, okay, this is pricey. But
so at least if you're going to do it on Friday, Saturday, where everybody else drinking and people getting wild and crazy. I mean, not wild and crazy, but having a good time.
Yeah.
It's Sunday. People not trying to get drunk on a Sunday.
It was cool, though, because we stopped by, we go after that. Oh, I went to Huntington Beach. So we went to a little brewery out there, brew pub, if you will. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did that. I actually hung out the Friday before that, too, in downtown L.A. out at the Conga Room. It used to be a little stop of ours. I hung out there in a while. That was pretty interesting. I saw some funny characters there, as we usually do on nights out.
What, another old man trying to show y'all some game or something like that?
Show this girl some game.
Really? <Yes.
laughs> This dude, man, he was trying so hard. I felt bad for the dude. this dude, old dude, he looked mad as hell. Bald guy. Apparently, he looked like Josh Brolin. That's what P1 said. Yeah, he was hitting on his old, she wasn't old. She was in her 30s, like some black chick or something. And that dude, he was like talking, trying to spit some game. He was like, hey, make sure you don't forget about me, okay? And he kept saying it. He kept reiterating it. I was like, damn, dude, trying so fucking hard. Chill the fuck out, dude. It's cool.
That's funny, man. When you run into these older guys, like this older guy had to help him get a new phone today. Mm-hmm. And I put a little memory card in his phone. And he was like, hey, like, did all my pictures come through? I was like, I don't know. And I clicked on the gallery, and it was like nothing but like naked women, just naked upon naked, all in his phone. Like, good Lord.
Okay.
I mean, I guess that's old school. You know, just saving naked pictures like that on your phones and your computers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's why when I was, like, when the whole Jennifer Lawrence thing happened, I'm like, who cares about pictures?
Mm.
You know, like, who cares about the, like, I don't care. You know, if it's not moving. If you can't make it like an animation, you know, go ahead.
If I can't get a GIF off of it.
Right. At least a GIF. Hell.
That wasn't the only character that night, dude. We saw the dude that people call Terrence Howard. He was dancing with this girl who had a fantastic body.
Yeah,
she knew she did too. She was right in front of P1, just bouncing all around. P1 was like, "Damn."
Where were Mrs. P1 at?
She was her in-laws, or I think she was her mom, I believe.
She was in Mexico.
What the fuck? Why she gotta be in Mexico?
Mijo, I didn't get here with my parents. Yeah, baby. All right, baby. What our message to P1 and Bender? You know I love you. Yeah, baby, I know.
Damn. Mexico, really?
I don't know what she do. I don't know what really? She, I don't know what she looked like the future. You know, she got that that girl from Park and Recreation look. So I don't know what she looked like.
Jesus Christ. Right on.
The darkness.
Oh, this is dark. Mr. Snail.
Yes, I am not P1. I'm sorry in advance, people. But I'm close to being black, as people think. They think I'm Spanish, so that's getting there.
Yeah, you're awesome. I guess, yes, this is close enough. Close to your gift.
You're Australian, and you guys are like, you know, prisoners and stuff, so you guys are like the
Yes, because all Spanish and black people are prisoners. We all know that, of course.
Yeah, exactly. You are the black people of the British world.
We are the original Escape from New York people.
Yeah.
Sentenced to an island full of convicts.
Yeah, so we got Wayne on here trying to do a Darkness 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we should rename this Oreo. I am the one white person stuck between two people.
There you go.
But like Oreos, they're always tasty.
Hey. We're like Spill. We're like diverse, like Spill used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you used to be.
Before he became the Daily Negro.
Sounds like a great newspaper, actually.
The Daily Negro.
Daily Negro.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. But how have we both been? Are you still watching Gotham, by any chance?
Oh, we're watching Gotham. Yeah,
I haven't seen the latest episode, thank God.
I just put a post that we need to watch. Everybody need to watch The Flash, too, so we can talk half about Gotham and half about The Flash.
Are you trying to bore me to death? I have 2 days off work, and you're making me watch Gotham and Flash.
Damn.
Yeah. And then we got to watch, Conviction? Or not Conviction. What's the damn movie? Or the show with Keanu Reeves when he used to be...
Are you talking about that movie, John Wick? Are we talking about?
No. He was in a movie where
I know what you're talking about, but I want you to...
Constantine. Oh, what? Okay, damn.
I was waiting for him to get this fucking title.
Yeah, okay, Jesus, okay.
You know, the funny thing about Constantine, they were like, they talked about how he damned an innocent girl's soul to hell. But then she turned out to be a black girl, so it's like, you know, he probably don't care as much. Like, why didn't they did generic with that one? Why didn't they make her like a blonde hair, little blue eye white girl that gets damned to hell? Yeah.
I have no idea what you're on about, but it sounds intriguing.
Okay. But Constantine is coming out too, so we got a whole bunch of comic book stuff coming out. We got The Flash to watch.
There's a lot.
So we're gonna start watching The Flash. I already sent it out to Sammy and P1, so now you guys know.
Great. So my TV viewing tonight is Gotham and The Flash. Fucking hell. Yeah. Wonderful.
Jesus Christ.
Can I just kill myself now?
When the shows become worse, that's when you have my permission to die.
Oh, but I would rather watch... No, actually, I wouldn't. No. It's TV. We have great TV, and then we have pure shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's network television, man. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. And we kind of missed out on all the stuff last year, like Hannibal. And,
yeah, we missed out on all the good shit.
I still haven't watched Hannibal yet.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I hear great things, but I'm like, well, it's not Anthony Hopkins, so, yeah.
Nope.
Just couldn't care.
Actually, you know, I've seen, now, I was at a bar once, and I only had one beer, so I wasn't even drunk, and I looked up at the TV, and I saw this man back, filleted open, and it was just all this blood. I mean, it wasn't even blood, it was just like, everything looked like dry, beef jerky, and it was real disturbing looking. And I'm like, what the hell is this? They were like, oh, this is that show Hannibal. I'm like, what channel is this? Is it HBO? I'm like, no, this is NBC. I'm like, what? It was definitely a disturbing show.
So I've heard.
Yeah, but see, watching Origins after Gotham, I don't care about anyone's Origins anymore. They've just fucked that up, so you might as well don't. I mean, I know Hannibal's probably done it a lot better, but I really don't care. Really couldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I remember a day when Origins used to be great.
If the life of bloody Hannibal Lecter is caused by him killing a man for a sandwich, then fuck it.
That damn sandwich.
Fucking sandwich. I think we've started something with that sandwich.
That sandwich.
That is all the rage nowadays.
Yes, people, if you guys don't know, too, Wayne did a birthday podcast, and he actually put up a clip on his Wayne Smell YouTube channel with him and P1 and Luke, and they went on about this sandwich, man. They even put little clips and everything.
Really, I died stupid. Laughing.
You know, I really didn't even think too much of the damn sandwich until y'all like really delve deep into it. I was like, you know what? Yeah, this is kind of fucking stupid.
It's fucking really bad. The same thing. Even my brother, who had seen the show, when we were explaining it to him, it's his reactions during that show that was priceless. Like, he could not believe the Penguin's life of crime begins with him killing a fisherman over a sandwich. Like, no, what? The moment he just goes, what? I'm like, yeah. He's like, no. And he finally watched it, and he agrees with us. Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, it's bad. What about Alfred? How do you like the Alfred?
Oh, Alfred's the best thing from the show. He's he is so bad that he's good. Which is true. He is that bad that he's good.
Oh, man. Dude, that whole Bruce Wayne angle, Alfred thing, I'm like, oh, God, that is one of the worst parts.
Get your fucking ass off that roof.
Might as well say that.
My thing is, with Batman, you know, why do we need to know that he tried to jump off a roof and burn his hand to know his fear?
Right. Why would you know this is the fucking metal music? I don't... okay.
I know, heavy metal.
I mean, laying on a big thick there.
Oh, God.
Why are we talking about this shit? We're going to have to talk about this shit tomorrow.
I know, right? We got other things to talk about. We got Cody's news and Cody's news coming up. I got another special guest coming on, and an Australian fight. That's took the world by storm.
Australian fight? I don't know. Interested what this is. Okay.
Yeah. So we got all that, and then we may have our last questions, because since P1 gone, we probably won't get no more questions anymore. Except the girls who want to have sex with Cody's voice.
So. Well, not the rest of him, just his voice.
Yeah, just his voice. Cody, they want you to put your lips on the labia and just start speaking.
Well, maybe we could start telling Cody how to do, like, you know, voicemail recordings for the iPhone and shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The iCody.
There you go.
Cody, where can I hide a body? Matt, I don't know. You need to stop. Don't do that at all. Okay? Just don't do that.
So, bitch.
Yeah, we got all that. I would love to see that. You know, we should sell Cody's voice, put it in a vibrator, and just, like, just turn it on. And it would just be like nothing but Cody.
The Cody vibrator. Yeah, okay, that's what we need on the darkness. A darkness vibrator.
Oh, my God, it's big and black. It's too...
Get the darkness inside you.
Oh, man. Where's our marketing department? Cody, you run this site since P1D.
Hold your horses there, buddy.
Get a marketing department now.
Don't go that far.
A Cody's vibrator of the darkness.
I'm still waiting for Darkios. When's P1 getting his shit together with that?
Yeah, well, we just got the shirts.
I want my Darkios cereal. I'm missing that. That is the worst tasting shit. I mean, you didn't try it. It was fucking horrendous.
I smelled it, man. It was just black licorice. Just eat black licorice and Diet Coke or whatever.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, licorice and Coke with cereal. It was horrible.
It was.
I'm stupid enough to eat that shit.
Hey, you suffer for your art.
My art, yeah, my art. It made me sound like fucking Jordan.
And you know what? What else I want to talk to you about, and I know you'll be interested in this, Wayne.
Oh, will
you? Aliens, Isolation is out today in the States.
Ooh, I heard some things, man. I heard some things.
This game looks so fucking good.
Yeah, it looks good, yeah.
Well, you know, for me, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks good because you don't play the fucking thing. Yeah.
I'm on part one right now.
But the guy playing it would do exactly like you would do, of course.
Of course. Yes, he would. He would open a door, he would keep going forward until he runs into another computer AI who would take him to another level where he needed to open another fucking door.
In defense of you in this case, I would agree with you with watching it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it almost is like a cinematic movie, so.
Especially this.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I would not, I mean... Yeah, you could buy and play, but I would just watch it. I would watch Alien the movie and then watch Alien Isolation on YouTube or something.
Now, you got to tell me, Wayne, because I've seen Aliens, but I haven't seen Aliens, and I don't know what
Alien
is really
or Aliens.
I saw Alien, but I haven't seen Aliens.
Mm. You haven't seen the second one,
so. I saw it, but I didn't really pay attention.
Yeah, what? Yeah. The fuck is wrong with you?
Well, the first one was great. The second one was just, you know, it was really good.
You just said you
then the third
that.
One.
Yeah.
I said I saw it, but I don't really. You know, when you're young, you see something, but you don't know if you saw all of it.
So you haven't seen it. Just say that.
I've seen it, but I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it.
I've seen it, but I haven't seen it. So. And then, you know, then I remember the third one. The one where, like, she threw some of the slime on her window and then it sucked the alien out through a little.
Oh, that's Alien Resurrection.
Which one was that?
That's the fourth one.
That's the fourth one.
You made a four?
Yeah, I don't count that one. The third one is the one she dies on the prison planet. And the fourth one's when she gets resurrected, which is fucking god awful.
Okay, so what ship are they on in this Alien Isolation?
It's a new
ship. You know, I don't know if it's a spoiler, but you learn in the first 2 seconds.
It's very similar to the ship she was on, but it's not a mining ship as far as I'm aware. The first one in Alien was a mining ship.
Mm-hmm. Because this ship looked more like a place where people were buying food. And it looked more like a space station.
What do you think it is? 7-Eleven? Of course it's a space station.
It was. I'm talking about like a habitable space station. It had a little...
Inhabitable. You're going to make a space station you can't live on.
I'm just saying it got like Chinese food places and stuff.
Chinese people can't go to space.
No, they cannot. They're banned.
Okay.
That's why we Americans had to conquer the moon first. We own the moon. You know that, right?
We own the moon so agents can't get there. That what you telling me, CJ?
Yeah.
By Transformers, you went to the moon because Neil Armstrong wanted to go find a bloody Optimus Prime or the fuck.
That's why the Chinese made Transformers number one, because they just think about, they're thinking about space, but they know they can never go there.
Even though probably all the parts made from NASA is probably from China these days.
Right.
Yeah. That's the closer they would get. So they live through their pieces that they
send. They live through the Americans to get there.
Yeah. Oh, the one day Americans. That's why they think that's a real movie. They think it's a documentary.
What?
Isn't that
Transformers?
Isn't that Transformers.
She does like Transformers. I don't understand why.
She's Chinese, isn't she?
Yes, all Chinese people love giant robots beating each other up.
Maybe like she's a sleeper cell. So I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
No, you're talking shit.
I am talking shit. So I don't
what is he not talking shit?
Yeah, that's a good point.
But this isolation game looks fantastic. I mean, from the background, the way you're looking at the doors, the chairs. Like, I like the fact that
about the highlights are the doors and the chairs.
The background.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's all scratched up and stuff. Like, it looks real, and it still keeps its 80s look.
That
it has this
amazing
old
amazing to play through. Sitting in that chair. Wow.
No, but like it, you know, it keeps that 80s feel to it, you know, like from Aliens, because you know nowadays we do things with holograms and everything got to look all chrome and everything. Like they stuck with that whole who the guy who invented Aliens? What's his name?
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott.
Oh, is it design work or H.R. Geiger?
Okay, man. All of it. All the people who created it, you know, they kind of stuck with that universe. And it makes sense. I mean, it looks good in that universe. It looks different. It doesn't look like what we would try to make it look like. Because imagine if somebody tried to remake it.
Oh, God, don't put that idea in people's heads.
Exactly. So I think this game kept that whole original look. And it looked way better than that last one, that bootleg. We should have just sued that company.
Millennium Marines. Millennium Marine.
Oh, my God.
And again, that ain't saying much, so.
That isn't saying much.
Have not played it. Have heard bad things.
You have bad things already? What?
Are you talking about this particular game?
Marines.
Oh,
yeah. I was going to say, CJ, don't get your hopes up too much about this game, man, because it's been getting some mixed reviews.
Yes.
Because old people hate women, that's why.
What the hell? I got to do anything.
What's women got to do with it?
Because you got a woman woman lead in this game.
I don't think that's.
And you know how
So what,
Gamergate.
So has a woman lead, so therefore people hate it.
Because of Gamergate and all the other feminist
Lara
stuff.
Croft?
I was going to say, I remember people loving that last Tomb Raider game, so I don't.
That's before we knew to hate women now.
Okay.
Your logic makes no sense at any time, and that's coming from me. It's not good.
Oh man, but
good.
I can't wait till we all get the chance to play this game. So,
till we get the chance, watch it rather. I was gonna say, no, your ass ain't playing.
Look, man, you gotta end up in the same place, okay? That's like if you same place.
Cody,
if you ever play
a game,
if you ever let me have sex with one of your wives and whatnot, then. They're going to all climax the same anyway, so it doesn't matter if you do it or if I do it.
You're never going to have sex ever again because you can just watch porn.
Oh, yeah, by that logic, that's exactly what you're saying.
That's the same logic, because it's going to end the same way, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. So I'm going to fall asleep before it's over, so, yeah.
So there you are. You're giving up sex because it's always going to end the same way.
I mean, unless, like, a unicorn, like, jumps through the window while I'm doing it.
What the fuck are you on today?
One difficult motherfucker, dude. I swear.
Now I know why P1 left the darkness. He couldn't do it.
I know, right? I know. He went and worked hard on purpose just to get like nominated to make a TV show just to leave.
I'd be taking notes. I'd be going, sex with a unicorn. That's a good idea for a show. Let's write that down.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But now I'm going to try to add in a special guest right now.
Ooh.
His name is Bay Max. You guys know him?
I do not. I will.
All right. We will know him now.
Right on.
He added me on Skype the other day. He seemed pretty cool.
You have no idea who this person is, dude.
He seems like a cool guy. I like his name. Fuck it. Yeah, he was a friend.
I guess it's not going to work. Anyway, there was a promotion going on with Disney and that whole, what's that new Disney movie coming out? The retarded robot. No, the retarded robot in 3D.
Oh, come on, Big Hero 6?
Yeah, Big Hero 6. They had a thing where you can add Big Hero 6 to your Skype and be friends with them. And I was trying to add them.
What? What stupid, yeah. You're going to bring the darkness down with a robot?
I was going to add him to the show, you know, because we talked about movies and all that stuff.
And what's he going to say?
I thought he would say something, but I guess I can't add him.
Thank God.
There you go. Guess
Hello,
that's that.
I am Baymax.
Hey, baby!
Fuck you! Is known to strengthen social bonds. I recommend
fuck
you
off, you stupid robot.
Hey, how you doing, baby? Oh,
he's
you
gone, thank God.
You told him to fuck off. What?
Only on the, only in a podcast with CJ, we have a fucking robot on.
He really wanted to be our friends, but we screwed that up. Damn. We screwed that way.
How come you got a soccer ball? I got a robot play soccer.
He wanted to, I don't know, he probably touch kids.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, with a soccer ball. The only robot I would have is the one from Rocky IV. We all know that. That's a good
one.
Of course.
Do you hear about the theory about that? That who owned that robot in that movie?
Rocky. Who else would own? Oh, Paul.
No, but it was. But then he gave it to Paulie.
Yeah.
They said that Paulie turned the gender of the robot to have sex with it.
He didn't have sex with it.
But he turned the gender of it.
It turned into like a female voice sort of thing.
And he called it baby and stuff. And like after a while, he kind of falls in love with this robot.
One thing I'll tell you is Rocky's a worse parent than you, CJ. And I'll tell you what. Right? Okay, now listen.
Damn, that's possible.
He fucks off to Russia to fight Drago, right? Adrian is left there, but then she follows him over to Russia. So they leave the robot to look after their son. That's bad parenting. That's worse than what you would do.
I know if I ever had a child, which I don't.
Oh, no, you got a child. We know that.
I do not.
Yeah, CJ.
One day, we're going to do a live blood test on show to prove you are the fault.
I'll do it.
I will guarantee that will happen.
I can't wait to ruin this this child life.
Damn. Let me wait.
They're going to be devastated that I'm not the father.
I think even if you are the father, they'll be devastated, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
You know I'm not.
Just come clean. Just admit to her that, yes, you. Is there a slight possibility you might be?
No, it's not.
No, it's not slight. It's huge. That's what.
It's not a slight.
Okay. Is there a huge possibility then you might be the father?
No, it's not at all.
Well, there's got to be some, because I think you have a bit of doubt to it.
There's no doubt. It just never happened.
Let's bring the mother into the show. How about we do that?
Oh, well, she'll probably sue us for all this shit that we talk
about. Yeah.
Put the child.
Hey, it's P1's money. It's not ours.
Yeah, that is true.
He's rich. Big TV.
She went for crazy church anyway, so, mm-hmm. You know, they can get their church people together and see the shit out of us.
Yes, never had she said crazy.
I don't know what you mean. I never said that with my child.
But it is your child, so therefore, no. You're responsible. You're the main culprit in all this, so. So, yeah, they ain't gonna put any of that on us. We didn't tell you to have sex with that woman. So, hey.
Did you at least have sex with her?
No, I didn't.
No, he did.
I did everything but.
Everything but? What? What, yeah. You did her in the butt? What?
No, he said he did everything but the butt. That's what he meant.
Oh,
I did everything. I did everything.
That's your first mistake, P1.
I should have made a tonsil warrior.
What the hell is that?
I'll explain to you guys one day.
Okay.
Oh, man. Well, so I couldn't get my favorite robot on. I guess it's time to go into, what's his name? Oh, you know what? I want to celebrate a birthday of one of my favorite foreign people in the whole world. You know who that is, right?
At the moment?
That's Vatlin, Putin.
What?
Okay.
Today, Putin's birthday.
All right.
Putin? They actually made a statue of Putin. They put his face on a statue of Hercules to help celebrate his birthday today. So, happy birthday, Putin. And then my second... huh?
Why? Who cares about Putin?
I was going to say, yeah, what the fuck you wish I had birthday of Putin, man?
What's he ever done to you?
Yeah. Or Fortune, rather.
Well, he stole a football player's ring. Super Bowl ring off his finger. He met a Super Bowl player, and then the guy went out to shake his hand, and Putin like, oh, that's a nice ring. Let me look at it.
I was thinking he let like DJ Miles or fucking some shit whose birthday was the other day.
No, I'm going to say
gotta go with Putin instead.
Now I'm going to talk about my second favorite foreigner. That's you, Wayne.
I bet that was days ago.
Yeah. Yeah, happy belated birthday.
That was ages ago. I've like turned 31 since then.
See, at least see, that's why I don't give you a fucking compliment. Because if you were Putin,
he'd probably shoot you. For starters.
He probably would.
I'm still trying to figure out where Putin fits in at all this, but okay.
I have no idea. It's CJ.
He's foreign. Wayne's foreign. They both got birthdays. They're all the same people.
Foreign. He's from Australia. I'm from Australia. The other side of the world.
The same fucking thing. Australia and Russia.
Oh, CJ.
Okay, well, do we got any new got any news today?
Oh, we do have news. So are you finally ready to get on that? You gonna
I'm ready.
Blow Putin some more. So just get on right now. Just waiting.
You bastard.
Oh, I'm the bastard. Okay. Anyway, yes, we got some news today as usual. We can't, this show doesn't work without news, so yeah, of course, man. Show must go on. Let's see what we're going to do today. We have some news about a franchise that does not know where the fuck it wants to go. Pretty sure you might have an idea about it already, but we will get into that. We also have this new story about a dude who's into punching old people for little shit.
That sounds funny.
Yes, and then we're going to top it off with a video of the next generation of condoms. Yes. CJ, man, they had this like 3-4 years ago, man. You have been straight, but no. Had to bring this out now. We'll get into that. Let me send you guys this link right here. Hopefully it doesn't fuck up like last week.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, probably will.
Good old Scott.
Yeah. So I wasn't even Skype last night. It was my damn iPad. It seems to be working today, so that's a plus. All right. Send you guys that. All righty. First story here. This is all just rumor. All just rumor at this point.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now I know where we're going.
Yes. Yes, people. The Spider-Man franchise seems to be in more turmoil than we thought.
Oh.
Yes. Because apparently, this is just rumor, again, Sony may reboot and recast Spider-Man with the Sinister Six film.
Oh, my God. What?
And apparently also the Venom movie is scrapped. Also, this comes on the heels of Spider-Man allegedly might cross over with the MCU. Teaming up with the Avengers soon. That's also been in the works, or talked about apparently, but we'll read this on here. It says, though Spider-Man 3 no longer has a release date, there's still clearly a lot going on behind the scenes at Sony Pictures when it comes to the character. The ever reliable Badass Digest confirmed that they too have heard about the plans to possibly incorporate Spider-Man into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But that is actually one of three different ideas currently being passed around. That claims that they have been told Sony is going to soft reboot Spider-Man with the Sinister Six, having a new actor playing a Spidey who works with the villains, the Dirty Dozen style, to take down a larger threat. What in the
what?
World?
This is just fucking stupid.
This is bullshit. Just stop reading this shit.
I'm not even a Spider-Man.
Stop reading this at all. This just sounds...
Hold on. It goes on. You want to say this sounds similar to an Ultimate Six story arc from a few years back. And though recasting Garfield when he still has another picture of his contract doesn't really make sense. But they also have another plan, apparently, to put Spider-Man on the shelf for 4 to 5 years and see if they can develop any other side characters in their own franchises. Huh.
Earlier this
Spider-Man
week,
sucks anyway.
I saw rumors earlier this week saying that Sony was in talk with Marvel or Disney about partial releasing Spider-Man, but this shit right here about a rebooting it again.
Yeah, well, they're calling it a soft reboot. I don't know what the hell that means exactly, but
no, it's just a reboot. Don't let them try to bullshit you with these soft terms. soft reboot my ass.
This could all turn out to be bullshit, but with the way this franchise is going and Sony's handling of it, it wouldn't surprise me. At all.
You know what? I mean, I guess even if Disney did take Spider-Man, they would reboot that.
Because I mean, they need to reboot it into a TV series and call it New York.
Go ahead.
Could do a prequel of how he becomes Spider-Man again, and have all the villains with him as a kid. Now that would be entertaining.
Oh, yeah, we can watch Peter. Peter's dad. What's his name? Richard Parker. Yeah. Go to work every day.
Call it the Peter Files. That'll be all right.
I think that would go over in the Vatican like crazy.
Peter Files, not pedophiles, but it kind of has a double tone to it. Peter Files.
This is about a little boy that finds a spider.
That's all it is. He has a pet spider. There you go. Then you have all these villains come into it, like Dr. Ock Jr., who hangs around with octopuses all these times.
For some reason, he's the same age as Peter Parker.
Yeah, makes sense.
The Sandman, he's a bodybuilder on the sand.
Yeah, plays there. Plays in the sand.
Oh, he's a Baywatch guy.
Don't give me any ideas, actually, because this will probably fucking happen.
Yeah.
The way Gotham's writing, who knows?
Oh, good God.
You know what? I can even see the dialogue if the Gotham writers write it. They say, hey, you got sand in your shoes. You're like a man with sand.
Don't talk about sand around me. You don't know like that.
Get that punk. He's going to steal... Hey, Sandman can steal a sandwich.
A sandwich.
See, it's all linked. And then he can go play golf, and he can use a sandwich to get out of the bunker.
And then with the goblin, he can be like eating a lot of food. And he said, man, you really gobbling down that, that meal.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No! We need to gobble the competition or something like that.
Oh, no.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm worried people are going to be watching this going, shit, that's a good idea. Let's jot this shit down.
Oh, New York, coming 2016.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Okay, well, yeah, fuck this.
I mean, look, I am not a Spider-Man fan, so I couldn't give a shit, but I know you guys care about Spider-Man, so obviously... Hearing this would piss you off.
Dude, at this point, man, I really don't give a fuck what Sony does with Spider-Man. It's so, like, beyond saving for me. I'm like, you know what, just do whatever. I don't care. Do whatever. Fuck it.
Do a Batman. I'm not going to save you. I'm not going to kill you, but I'm not going to save you either.
You still killed him. I always say that Batman still killed the guy. Yeah, so.
I don't know. Man, if he does turn up in the Avengers, man, that'd be awesome, whatever. Because that shit would make fucking banging even more so than it has already. So, I mean, hey, that'd be cool. Because if they do go with Spider-Man the Avengers, I did hear that they wouldn't want to have too many ties with the existing Spider-Man franchise. So the whole soft reboot thing would kind of play into that. But I don't know, this is all just talking at this point, and I don't know what's true, what's not, but hey, I thought it'd be interesting just to bring up, so. Who knows? We'll see how this shit pans out.
I'm all for them rebooting Spider-Man again. I couldn't give a shit.
I mean,
it's gonna make money no matter what.
They're gonna have to anyway. They're gonna have to when Disney takes it over, so. I just don't want Sony or any of these other people to have it.
Oh, man, it was Sony would just back the fuck away, dude, because damn, how they driven Spider-Man to the ground.
Yeah, Sony kind of have the effect of doing that.
Yeah,
it's just about making money. They don't give a shit about the actual profit.
It's all money for Sony, yeah, definitely.
Do something, P1. Don't they sponsor you or hire you or whatever the fuck? You're the big star now.
Actually, I'm writing a new Spider-Man show. That's why he's not here anymore.
Hey, I would actually pay to see P1 write up a Spider-Man show. You do a fucking better job.
You're going to bring back Jamie Foxx. They were tight on the set.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they were. Wasn't he the stunt double, right? So.
Yeah, he was.
I could believe
that. He was the one who told him, like, hey, guy, wouldn't it be cool if we do the Incy Busy Spider and dubstep?
Oh, God.
Who else gets the feeling that movie's going to really fuck up Jamie Foxx's career a bit for a while?
No. No, it's not. Because he got a little Annie coming out.
Got Blanny, yeah.
What? Yeah, he's going to be right back in New York with Blanny.
Go what?
Never heard of Annie remake.
You never heard of Black Annie?
No.
Have you ever heard of White Annie?
No.
You know the little girl that was like a little child girl?
Hard Knock Life.
Oh, not that little redheaded stupid fucking Annie fucking shit.
Yeah.
They remaking that.
Yeah, with a black lady. Or black girl.
With red hair?
No. No. Hold different style here.
What's the point? Oh, God. Just remake Rocky and fuck my life up forever, all right?
You know they are.
Nah.
They
know
it's coming.
They're gonna make John Cena Rocky.
Fuck off.
They have that Creed movie coming out with Michael B. Jordan, so.
Hey, I'm all for that.
And so the new Rocky universe.
Yeah, but I'm all for that, because that's at least a continuation. It's not
Great. Right.
Now, I'm telling you, they're gonna make John Cena be the next Rocky.
That's it. Oh, fuck. Learn from Gotham and Spider-Man, people. Stop fucking remaking shit.
Yeah, good God.
And Ninja Turtles, which I'm not going to get into.
Oh, boy.
We're not even
going to go down that road right now. A whole nother podcast.
That's a whole nother denial right there.
Denial? I'm not going to deny. Jesus.
You had a chance. You had a chance. Just
I had a chance, but then you guys were saying, if you don't want to see it, don't see it. And then the following week, he didn't fucking see it. Of course I didn't see it. I'm not taking that bullet. Fuck that.
You foreigners and your hatred.
Those turtles, man.
Nothing wrong with hatred. Hatred keeps you alive. I like hatred. What else do we have on the agenda?
All right. I need this next story. Sent you this right here. Some more Florida news from the Sunshine State. I think that's what they call it. I don't know. I could be fucking that up. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that the Sunshine State?
Okay. It's the Sunshine State.
Cool. So accurate. Anyway. Tyler Gordon. Applebee's customer Mikey Sawyer punches 80-year-old who complained about cursing. A Florida man faces a battery charge after allegedly punching an 80-year-old man who asked him to stop cursing at Applebee's. Mikey Sawyer, 26, was arrested Sunday night after allegedly attacking Harry Sander, 80, at the Orange franchise of the chain restaurant.
Okay, cool. You know what I'm going to ask you.
Go ahead. What's up?
Was he your brother?
No, he was not.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank God.
Sander told police that he heard Sawyer talking obscenities at the bar, according to the Smoking Gun. The alleged victim said he politely asked the suspect if he could please stop using the F word and stop talking so loud about titties and ass. According to the police.
Just be one in the bar.
Seriously.
Well, you still did it.
He's not 80, but jeez.
Sander then leaned in close to Sawyer and said, "In my Germany, you don't speak in such a manner." What the hell? What?
In my Germany? Like, he owns it.
Is that like an old phrase or something like that?
I guess so. Like, but how is that relevant to him being a fort? Okay, you know, whatever. Keep reading this.
You put my knickerbockers in a tussle.
Sawyer allegedly responded to Sander by saying, "I don't care where you are, where you're from, whether it be Russia or Dutch." Wait, Dutch is a... Okay. They told him a ton of Beach News Journal reports. Sawyer then told Sander to go back to the other side of the bar, but Sander didn't move. That's when the suspect allegedly punched the octogenarian... Damn, sorry. Octogenarian in the face and pushed him backwards so that the victim hit a table and then the floor. Damn. According to the newspaper.
That's a good pun.
Well, yeah. Witnesses supposedly backed up Sander's claim. Sawyer left the restaurant before police arrived, but was pulled over a short time later. Although Sawyer told the police that Sander actually punched him,
I believe it. Because some of these old people, man, the old guys, I should say, they be acting for it, man. They get in your face. And then especially when I see like an old guy, I'm like, I bet you was a racist old man, weren't you? Like, you see all those old 1960 pictures with the people sicking dogs and people in Alabama? And I'm like, how many of you, like, which one of you was in that picture?
Seriously.
You know, they gotta still be alive.
Yeah, most likely.
There's nothing more funny than punching old people, I'm sorry. Because they just can't do anything about it. It's hilarious.
All they can do is tell you, can't do that in my Germany.
Yeah, can't do that in my Germany. Your Germany, fuck off.
What the hell that means. The police report noted that the suspect had no bruising on his face. He did have discolored and bruised knuckles and fingers.
Well, he's old. How can they tell?
No, we're talking about the suspect.
Oh, okay.
The young guy. Sawyer was charged with battery on a person over 65 years of age and disorderly conduct and booked at Volusia County Branch Jail. He was later released on $2,500 bond. So there you go.
Damn.
Well, more of the story, keep your old ass out of Applebee's.
Or just
keep your old ass out of other people's business.
Yeah,
there you go. Just mind your fucking business. You'll be good.
I mean, sometimes you can be in a place and then you'll sit around somebody and be like, motherfucker!
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay, in the day.
But you're at Applebee's. You don't expect good service at an Applebee's. Have you ever been to Applebee's?
I couldn't tell you what the fuck Applebee's is.
Applebee's is like, Applebee's is high class for really, really low class.
Right.
What? High class for really, really low class. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, you're like, man, I'm about to take my girl to Applebee's.
It's like a franchise or some fucking thing.
It's like Red Lobster, basically. It's like that prestigious.
Oh, fuck me, dead.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? It's a notch below Outback Steakhouse.
There you go.
Fuck that. I hate the Outback Steakhouse, too. Nothing to do with Australia at all. Fucking stupid.
Let's go out tonight.
I was shitting myself when I saw it in Australia. I flew all the way down there just to see it. It was Outback.
It makes no sense. Fucking stupid. I would punch 18, 80-year-old there if I was there. Sure. And they'd say, I'm sorry, if you're an old fucker, you come over to me and tell me to stop swearing. And then I'll say no, and then you tell me you wouldn't put up with that in your Germany, and then you stood there. Like, yeah, fuck off, get the fuck, I'm having a drink here, and you stand there watching me.
Maybe you were Hitler.
I might not punch you in the face, but I would tell you to fuck off, and please
maybe,
fuck off.
Maybe,
in a nice way.
Maybe I'm telling you, that's why he said he was Hitler.
Yeah,
he's like, in my Germany, I would have got you and took you down.
Yes, I'm sure Hitler is actually not dead, and he's hanging around in Applebee's from now on.
No, Hitler, you know what? You remember that scene of Breaking Bad when Walter White was in that bar?
What's it going
to
do with
exactly
Hitler?
That's how Hitler was. He was just hiding out in a bar, you know, underneath another name, so nobody knew that
in America,
was
the only place he wouldn't be found.
He wouldn't. That's the best place to hide.
Okay. If you would have think so.
Right on.
I thought maybe the Antarctic might be a better place for Hitler to hide.
I would say so.
We go hide in Gotham. Apparently, you can do any crime there and get away with it.
Yeah. Yep, that's true.
All right, so, and what's next on the agenda?
Oh, we have the video of the week, my friend. Yes. CJ, I'm telling you, man. This is all you, brother.
Send it to me on Facebook. Play it
out. See you on Facebook? All right.
What the fuck am I watching already? What the fuck?
But you see how this ties in with CJ, right, Wayne?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Oh,
that's
my God.
All you need to know. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to hear. Oh,
what
man.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah. next gen, Wayne. Next gen.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
All right, let me play this.
Oh boy, please, CJ, please.
It is like the nappy condom. What the fuck?
What?
You are getting ready to have a not sure about someone's...
Why did I have Batman doing the voice?
Your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard. The powerful new product that you can wear with any condom. The secret is the high-quality premium latex that is thick enough to cover your genital area, but thin enough to feel like a second skin. Just fasten any two buttons securely into place, and when you're ready, tuck the condom into the bay.
For real or what?
Got an intimate encounter with someone new?
It's Scroguard
slips easily into your pocket.
The website right now, I'm buying.
Carry it with you wherever you go.
Six.
You can also put on Scroguard hours before the main event, so that you can avoid awkward interruptions.
I'm telling you.
Durable, elastic latex can expand to fit waist up to 48 inches.
Oh my god.
Scroguard is disposable and washable, so you can stay clean every time.
What?
And shipping is discreet so that your privacy is protected.
Oh.
This product is not available in stores. So visit
Scroguard.com
to make sure
you
get yours.
It is like a bloody
phone. Because protection
is
everything.
Yeah, that's not real, man.
It's real. See, go to the website right now.
I am not.
You can buy
going to this.
You can buy that. That was for
it
one.
It's like a thong condom. What
like,
the fuck? It doesn't
what
even make sense.
What is the purpose of it? Extra protection, man.
For what? I don't get it. What is the point? You only one thing you got to protect.
According
to CJ,
well,
they don't have to worry about that.
No. So I said, see, you could use this a long time ago. And then you were trying to have that baby, but it happened anyway, so.
No.
I would love to see CJ model this. I think you should be the model and the spokesperson for this, CJ.
Yeah, I'll buy one right now. It's only like $20 for one of those, so yeah, I'll buy one right now and give it to CJ.
And it's rewashable.
There's that, too.
I don't get it. You could.
After long.
You could just get your underwear and cut a fucking hole in it and it'd be the same fucking thing.
I don't.
What's the fucking difference?
Well, thank you, Cody, for that enlightenment. I pray that you have a... Oh, my God. You just act... Fuck, I'd rather just get a girl pregnant at that point.
Yes, we've done that before.
You're right.
I never have it!
It's because you weren't wearing Scrot Guard. I love
anyway,
the animation in this, too. That is right? That is priceless.
Brilliant.
Cause
they didn't
find
these
people
to the new next Batman animated, or next DC or Marvel animated feature, because, I mean, that would be spectacular.
Mm. They couldn't find real people to do that bullshit.
That can't be real. It can't.
So you go. We'll go to Western right now. You can buy.
I'm checking this shit out.
They have options for one. You can buy three, or you can buy six.
God, six.
All different pricing options.
Thank you, Cody.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
Jay, I'm trying to help you out so you can
thank
like you had years ago. See, I'm trying.
Go ahead.
That benefit.
Go ahead and get questions ready.
Shit.
Jesus Christ. Why you do that? Wait, I sent you a photo. I recorded a video when I was down in Australia while you were asleep one day.
What kind of video is this, man?
This is something I saw outside of Wayne's house the other day.
When
I was down there.
Okay,
yeah, I know.
Never showed him until tonight.
I know. This is going.
So, Wayne, you buying one of the scroll guys right now or what?
Oh, man, I'm buying a whole box. I'm going to need it.
You never have sex. Yeah. You know what? You won't get a girl pregnant because no girl going to sleep with you.
Who the hell would have sex with you wearing that shit?
Take
a bag over your head and pull it out.
Granny panties, basically.
You know who that look like something that came off of that Baymax.
What?
I'm going to ask Baymax right now. Like, what is this condom thing that Cody telling you about?
Maybe he'll be useful for something. I'm sure as that one useful earlier.
It looked just like the stuff Baymax made out of. But anyway, Wayne, so what's up with this video?
This shit's gone all around. Apparently the world now. It was all over the news the other day. Kangaroos like beating shit out of each other, if you don't know.
Yeah, this is like right outside your house, right?
Oh, yeah, it's right outside my place, yes. Did you see one kangaroo when you were in Australia?
I did now.
Oh, you did?
We do not have embarrassing around in the streets, but apparently we also do.
Yeah.
Especially if we live in some kind of bushland, then yeah, you will see them. But those fuckers can kick and punch like crazy.
They did it for five... Okay, so if you don't know, in Australia this week, there's a video going around about two Australian kangaroos just beating the shit out of each other. They're just fighting. And they're just kicking each other relentlessly back and forth.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah, they just fucking beat each other up. And you would see why, if you get in front of a kangaroo, and when they go to kick you, they can literally kick your testicles off. And they have actually, they have done that. They actually kicked a man's testicles off a few years back. They are fucking powerful kicks.
God damn.
Oh my god, I kind of want to see that.
Oh no.
Yeah, that sounds like
they have very big fucking feet. Because they use their tail to spring, they can just kick their shit out of you.
Kick a man's testicles off.
They did. I'll find that news report.
Get your feet off my penis. Your feet off my penis. Oh, you know your judo kick well. This is my testicles manifest.
Should they have a nice meal?
I came here to not get my testicles knocked off by a rogue
Oh, man, shit. That's going to be the future, man. Kangaroo bouncers, man.
I'm surprised they don't have the kind of, like, kangaroo execution style that in Australia. Like, if you do something wrong, they hold you up the underwear strapless.
Yeah, they don't have the lethal injection or the chair. They have...
You have a kangaroo.
Jesus. Do you realize this is something I think all Australians would be proud of? I just came up on a Pure Link. Kangaroo testicles are used as a China sex drug. Apparently, the male kangaroo can mate with 40 kangaroo females in a single day. Their libido is huge.
You know what? Everything is a Chinese sex drug. You remember that's why we don't have that many tigers, because they was killing it for the Chinese sex.
Well, I'm
going to
go find the nearest kangaroo and start eating their testicles, apparently.
While wearing your hammock.
Your scroll guard.
Scroll guard. Yeah.
Oh, good God.
So we got any questions, Cole?
Yes, we do have questions. Yes, we do. Let me pull these up real quick. Comes from Darkness, episode 43. First question comes from Amethyst Chaos. She says, what do you guys think about actors who blame the critics for their movie not being successful?
Oh, like, what's his name, did? What's Spider-Man name?
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield, so... I mean, I guess there's nothing really you can say. I mean, if the movie bad...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to talk about because, you know, qualities of movies is a very subjective thing, but it's just like a large following. And it is like the vast majority thinks it's like bullshit. And like, come on, man, you gotta know something's wrong.
All right. I mean, I won't say Andrew Garfield sucked in Spider-Man 2, even though I don't like neither one or two.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say he was just in the wrong movie.
Yeah, all the faults of I guess Peter Parker himself, that's all from the writing. I like Andrew Garfield a lot. I think his Spider-Man, just Spider-Man, I think it's great. But you know, that's it only goes so far. So
yeah, well, please, he hasn't got much to fucking work with. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what's her name? Toth-thumb lady name.
Toth-thumb lady.
Oh, Megan Fox.
Yeah, Megan Fox. Yeah.
I didn't say she wasn't into Spider-Man.
But no, but she complained about Michael Bay.
And rightfully so.
I guess she was cut above the other actors. Because everyone else is complaining about the critic. Yeah, she complained about the director himself. So.
Well, the problem is Megan Fox, she just gets by her looks. She has little to no acting ability.
No, she has none.
Okay, she is none at all. There you go.
And she set women back. So.
Yeah, well, I know you completely content with that, CJ, so.
She's not like my girl in Sucker Punch.
If only she was on Sucker Punch.
Which girl in Sucker Punch is yours? Because there's a shitload of them.
All of them.
That's good.
The Australian one?
All of them. Especially Baby Dal.
Yeah, the Australian one.
Yeah, baby dad. I love my Australian girls. Oh.
Yes, I realize you tried to mate with my cousin when you were Danny. So.
I'm just trying to be part of the family, Wayne.
Be part of the family by hitting on his cousin. I don't know.
By getting in the family.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to get in some, all right?
In CJ's defense, everyone tries to hit on my cousin, so there you go.
I guess I'll cut you some slack, CJ. On this one. Son of a bitch. Anyway.
Next question. Anyway, you could have a baby here in Australia as well. There you go.
I'm sure it'll happen one day. It's going to happen, CJ. Anyway, next question comes from Cynthia. She says, WTF? Phenomenon leaving the darkness? My God, the world has come to an end. Will P1 be on the 50th episode at least? I have no fucking idea. I would hope he would be on the 51. That'd be nice.
Well, I get the 50th. What marks our anniversary?
I got the
50th. We
record the 50th. Record that on November 18th, man. I already got the date. I already got it.
Okay. Well, what's the day that him and I?
I don't fucking know.
When? Okay, let me see when that shitty ass movie came out.
I was like mid December at some point. So
The Hobbit. Oh, yeah, it was December. So what day you got for the 50th?
That's November 18th. We'll record it.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe we can go back and get what's his name, Martin, back on with for us or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just going to be appropriate that the next Hopper film will be just around the corner when you record that show.
I know, right? That's true.
Jesus Christ. That is
a film you must see and review. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know.
Well,
and we're going to end it.
Yeah, that has to happen.
We're going to, and then after that, we'll just end the darkness. So we'll make a full year circle. The darkness, we hated The Hobbit so bad that we started the whole podcast just to talk shit about the Hobbit until now.
Oh, it is bad, though. I must say, I did actually finally watch the second film, and that's fucking, it's worse than the
first. It really is.
It's pointless. Especially if you read the book, it's got nothing to do with it at all.
Yeah, it's like, that's Peter Jackson, man. He's like going wild with his own fan fiction shit. And I remember King Kong, man. I was like, damn, dude. I should like this movie, but damn, Peter Jackson, why the fuck? Got all this fat on it, dude. All this fat. Don't want to trim any of it off.
Yeah, I don't think he knows how to make a short movie anymore.
Oh, no. Hell no. I didn't say, I don't even hate The Hobbit. I'm just like, I see what people are talking about. I don't hate the movies, but all the complaints and stuff, I get it. I completely get it.
Yeah, no.
He can take the ABC book and turn that into like a trilogy.
What?
I'm just saying A through Z. I can see him breaking that up.
Oh, the alphabet book.
Yeah, the alphabet. Yeah.
Alphabet.
Don't
give him any ideas.
Anyway, next question comes from Holly. She says, I tip my glass off to you, TPO, and hopefully you bring much success to your life, you charismatic enigma. Anyway, the show must go on.
Or you call him a nigga?
No, enigma.
Oh, okay. It's called him the Riddler. I got you.
Anyway, the show must go on, or does it? Well, it's going on right now, for now at least. Will you guys continue the darkness without the phenomenal one, and where do you go from here? I have no fucking idea. We'll just see what happens.
Yeah, I guess we'll have a little powwow about what we need to, if we need to retool the show.
Yeah.
I mean, every time Wayne talks about retooling the show, he ends the show.
Oh, okay.
So don't let Wayne talk about retooling.
The last motherfucker.
I get bored easy.
Wayne be like, oh, yeah, we're going to fix the show up. We're going to retool the show. And then I'm like, oh, that show's dead.
Well, don't worry. I'll say some stupid shit, and then you guys can talk about me for about 40 minutes. That'll enlighten the show. Yeah. I'm good at pissing off the fans of The Darkness. So.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. You did do that before, yeah. So. well, I hope it does go on. I do have a lot of fun recording this podcast. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But
you know, we may move this to Monday or Tuesday or something like that. Yeah. You know, maybe we should move around the days.
Yeah.
You know, either one of those days, you know, to keep it fresh for one of us.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But,
We're not going anywhere anytime soon.
We are here to stay. Here to stay. For now, at least. Anyway, this question comes from Melinda. She says, I miss you already, P1. She also has a little sad face right there. Aw. She says, OMG, Cody, I'm so sorry. I guess she's talking about me and my heartbreaks from last week. Anyway, my friend said his heart wouldn't get broke with me. I would be breaking other parts of his Michael Ealy ass. Well, goddamn. you're very forward. Your friend's very forward. I admire that. When the Darkness Brothers come to New York, we can have a triple date. What? Okay, well.
It's one of Eiffel Tower.
is this another one after Cody? He's a popular man.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, Cody, we can just Eiffel Tower, everybody. We can do it.
I reckon Cody gets his way down to Australia. He just gets swarmed on the moment he steps off the plane.
Remember, and nobody saw
it. Thrown at him every left, right, and center.
I know. Nobody saw our after our show when we had Samantha Brown and her girlfriend.
Oh,
God. They wanted to rape him.
I know, right? She was like, I don't talk to ugly people. Hold on, let me go find that video.
Yeah, you know, and that's coming from two lesbians. So there you go. There Cody you go. Is such attractive to women that even lesbians want to go with.
Linda goes on to say, what is a proper date you guys take a lady on? The first date, by the way.
Wow. Why did he see Jay's answer with this one?
I want to hear your answer, Wayne.
y'all want to go first? What? Go ahead.
Well, who's going first?
Fuck, I guess I got my answer. You're probably more interesting answers than I do.
I'm going to do a hallway.
Oh, nice, you
make sure it's on the fifth floor because, you know, the heights get the paint.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. honestly, you know, I'm not a big on the dating scene. I've never been a huge dater in my life, so I haven't dated too many women. But so I don't know if I'm the best
sleeper. Them, right?
Yeah, well,
yeah. Yeah, he's not denying it.
I would say a good first date, I guess, in my opinion. Since I'm such a movie buff, I'd say dinner and a movie. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
For me, I like to go out to restaurants and stuff, especially like nice restaurants where I can. A nice little meal, get some alcohol in. And
Doctor
whatnot.
Who conventions?
Yeah.
No. if I can't help it, if I try not to. But, you know, I like to take them out to a nice restaurant and eat, you know, because I feel like I can actually talk to that person and try to get them to see
while you're eating.
All right.
What?
Yeah, while I'm eating. Oh, yeah.
What are you eating?
And then I get it's always a linguine.
Linguine, is that what you call it, dude?
Alfredo. No, Alfredo. I love Alfredo.
All right.
If I go to an Italian restaurant, I'm always getting Alfredo. All
right.
But I like to test them, too. Like if they order dessert without asking, I'm like, okay.
Then you make them pay?
Yeah. That's a luxury, you know. I'm not getting that. I may take care of your meal, but I'm not taking care of your dessert, lady.
You bastard.
A dessert is a luxury, man.
But then they're going to take care of your baby. So what's wrong with it?
That's a woman's job anyway, Wayne. That's what they're
supposed to do. Oh, it's a woman's job anyway. And I'm the one that gets all the hate on this show. How's that? A woman's job.
I don't have a baby.
That dingo's got your baby.
I wish that dingo ate that baby. Yeah. None of y'all can say
Jesus
something.
Christ.
I'm all for late-term abortions.
So an Italian restaurant, and then you make them pay the bill. That's a great day, yeah.
Damn.
You know, I should make the girls pay, because then they don't have to feel like they owe me anything at the end of the night. Like, girls should take guys out and then pay for us so we don't have to expect sex.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. I'm just saying, like, a lot of girls, you know, they feel like if a guy buys their dinner instead of going Dutch, they feel like they owe them something. So if a girl buys my dinner, she don't have to owe me anything because she fed me, so I'm good.
Okay.
Watch
CJ, but you Wow. That's all I gotta say, man. What about you, Warren?
Well, I tell you, look, for me, it depends on the woman. They're mm-hmm. all different. Some people like to be, I don't know, fucking, you know, nice restaurants and all this shit. Some people just like to casually go out to a nice pub or movie or anything. So it really depends on the person. It depends too how long you've known them. If you've known them for fuck all time, then you obviously want to get them to know them more. It depends too. If this is to go out and just fuck, then you go anywhere. You go to the fucking beach and go into a corridor if you're Corey or not Cody. Corey, Cody, same thing. It depends on the person. It really does. It's just, if you want to get to know them, just take them out. But look, a lot of young people too haven't got the balls to just go up and just chat to women. And just do it. Just go and chat to them. What's the worst that's going to fucking happen?
I say if you're young, just take her to McDonald's.
Unless you're an 80-year-old person, you're going to get punched in the face. But otherwise, just go up and talk. Be the fucking self. Don't fucking act like you're fucking James Bond and trying to be all suave and cool. Not everyone's P1, all right?
That's an important thing. Yeah, don't pretend to be someone you're not. That, don't fucking do that. That is the worst thing you could do. That is
unless you're an asshole like CJ who's going to make you pay for the meal and then get you pregnant. Then, then definitely pretend to be someone else.
Hey, you know, the have dinner with me is very expensive. You know, so she's covering everything. She should feel honored.
Oh my God.
I feel honored.
Oh, boy, Caesar, damn, you are not doing yourself any favors tonight, man.
I tell you, one place you don't want to take them is to the docks on any pier, because you realize you're going to get killed and your sandwich will be fucking stolen from you. You don't want to do that.
That's where I'm going to break up with you. I'm going to give you a sandwich and have you sit on the pier waiting for a man to come out the water.
I love Gotham now. I love that show. It's the best comedy show on television.
Okay. Oh, my God. Now you got Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, listen. Depends on the person. Take them out. Yeah, have fun. Do it up.
Yeah. Well, that's it for questions, man. So I guess that's the end of the show.
Shoot. Oh, that is the end of the doc.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Goddamn. Excuse me. Excuse me and my impatience. We got one more question. Silly me.
No.
Silly me. This comes from, damn, of all people, the Darkness Lover. Mm.
Ooh.
Yes. Is P1, she says, or he says, is P1 secretly working on Gotham or Blackish? With P1 passing the show off to you guys, do you somewhat feel the pressure, or does CJ feel relieved now that no one is on here to give him shit? Oh, we still give him shit.
He's going to get plenty of shit.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. You know what? Maybe P1 is secretly Jada Pinkett Smith, and he just goes and drag.
Oh my God!
We just don't know about.
Wow.
Because he seems to really criticize that character a lot. And I'm going to feel that maybe, just maybe, it could be him.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? I see some red wig from somebody's house one day.
Hey, Halloween's coming up, P1. There you go.
There you go. Fish Mooney.
I know that. Oh, they should have a scene where, like, what's his name comes to the bar, grabs Cody, and they start beating him up outside, like, this your boy. And then P1 just has this, get out! Get
out! That'd just be priceless. Yeah, there you are, P1. There's your Halloween costume, my man.
Do we feel pressure? Yeah, I guess in a way. I don't know.
No, I don't feel pressure. I mean, I've been podcasting for at least about, I don't know, God damn, how long have you been podcasting?
You've been doing it for a while, so.
Are you talking about the old Max Cast days, or what?
Yeah, all the way back to that bullshit.
Oh, fuck that shit. Oh, what? 3 years? 4 years? Something like
that? Three, 4 years. You know, my thing is...
I try to forget about those times, though.
God damn.
That didn't happen, as far as I'm concerned.
We can't forget that. We can't forget where we came from. But no, I just worry that I'm not going to have a good topic or a good... I really don't know what to do to kind of entertain the people.
Mm.
You know, like, I want to come up here. A part of me just want to be all controversy this, or just want to talk. You know, just talk to you guys, because that's really what I really want to do. And I don't want to worry about if anybody's listening or not, because I used to do another show, and I probably had, like, 2 people listening probably out of that. And I never cared, because I enjoyed talking to the person on the other side of the microphone. So if there's any pressure, like this show doesn't do well or whatever, I mean, I'm probably going to continue doing it again, because I actually enjoy just podcasting and maybe like one day.
Honestly, the chemistry that was great between the three of you guys, and it's just because of the fact that's what people listen. It's just the fact you guys just talk shit and give shit to each other. It's got nothing to do with the topic and stuff. It's just the way you guys would always give shit to, well, me or DJ or Cody. It's the chemistry that makes the show.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, and I hope we can, maybe since P1 is gone, we can definitely have you come back on the show, you know, you come on the show and whatnot, especially.
Dude, Cody, so, he works on the show. What are you talking about?
No. Yeah. Well, we can have Cody too.
Oh yeah, just me. Yeah. Why not? Why the fuck not? Cody?
There is a young guy called Jordan. You might be able to bring on the show. If you really want to fucking piss all your fan base off.
Hi guys, I'm back.
Maybe we should bring him on the show. That'd be entertaining. Fuck. Shit.
No.
That'd be a great talking point.
Oh, that'd be great, something, all right.
No, the only time you bring him on is when you have P1 back on, and you got to have CJ, so you can talk about that famous kicking incident.
I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that kick.
Oh, Nazis. You know, you're a fucking tosser, Jordan.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as pressure, no pressure, as long as I got Wayne and Cody on my side, you know, when we talking to each other, and as long as you guys feeling entertained, then cool.
Yeah.
I mean, why can't the fans help out? They can post what they want you guys to talk about.
That helps.
Yeah.
Tell us what you want. That'll go a long way.
Yeah. Tell Cody you want him to. And if we do really well, we get to make that Cody vibrator, and you can put all that darkness in your leg, between your legs.
Vibrator, new CJ condom that we saw.
Oh my god.
I'm still confused at that. I'm going to post that link on the show, because that's fucking weird.
Good old Skullguard.
Nappy with nappy condom. What the fuck? makes I tell you what, if you go on a date with a girl, you don't fucking wear that. That's a start.
No, not.
There's the end of your sex night straight away.
Yep. In that bedroom, took your pants off, she sees that, like, what the fuck?
What? You a serial killer or something? even Leatherface would look at that going, you're fucking more crazy than I am.
Yeah, seriously.
But is that it, people?
That is it.
That's it.
Darkness is done with. But more darkness tomorrow, because we have fucking Gotham.
Oh,
and the
right.
Flash.
Awesome.
Gotham and the Flash.
Double feature, back to back. Oh,
and I'm going to have to set a time limit so we can only do a half an hour of Gotham and then a half an hour of The Flash.
Yeah, time limit. Yeah, that's going to work.
We'll be ramp.
So, you got homework to do, people out there in the world. And hopefully, not this week, but next week is the Darkness at the Movies with that X-Men.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, anime. So, keep sending your questions. Keep listening to the MovieSpoilers.com podcast. Keep buying the tickets from the site.
You listen to Not Worth a Kick in the Ass as well.
Oh, definitely listen to Not Worth a Kick in the Ass.
Fuck that shit.
Love this. Especially this last episode that had P1 and Luke on there. That was really hilarious.
Just fucking weird.
Weird, so. Yeah, so. Anyway, people, thank you for coming on the Darkness, and we will see you next time.
Yes.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody! Come with me when the darkness comes.